This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. On this 4th of July, President Trump will sign the massive tax and spending bill that passed the House on Thursday. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
President Trump taking a victory lap in Iowa, calling the recently passed Big Beautiful Bill a July 4th gift to the country.
There could be no better birthday present for America than the phenomenal victory we achieved just hours ago.
The president saying the bill follows through on many of his campaign promises.
The people gave us a historic mandate to cut taxes, raise take-home pay.
The bill includes roughly $4 trillion in tax cuts. Nonpartisan groups say those cuts disproportionately help the wealthy.
Today's bill signing will feature a military flyover. Three people killed in New Jersey overnight when severe weather moved through the Northeast. Russia slamming Ukraine with hundreds of drone and missile attacks overnight. Mexican boxer Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. arrested, accused of overstaying his tourist visa and lying on his green card. This is ABC News.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Representative Tony Kurtz issued a statement after the Wisconsin State Assembly passed the 2025-27 biennial budget. He said he voted in favor of the recrafted bipartisan budget because it, quote, makes investments in many priorities for Wisconsinites, end quote. Some highlights of what's included in the budget include funding key public safety initiatives like hazmat teams, urban search and rescue teams, and the replacement of our emergency response communication network. Increasing special education aid by more than $500 million to increase reimbursement rates to 42% reimbursement in the first year and 45% in the second year. Investing over $1 billion for transportation infrastructure, including local roads and bridges, state highways, and interstate projects, ensuring Wisconsin remains competitive with neighboring states in marketing. Over $250 million to help address the issues facing child care, including raising reimbursement rates in Wisconsin, shares, and providing bridge payments to providers until the new elementary school readiness program is implemented. Nearly $1.5 billion in tax cuts, including allowing a portion of retirees' income to be tax-free, and expands the second bracket, targeting investments to support accessible and affordable health care, including funds to rural hospitals, free and charitable clinics, and responding to the critical workforce shortage facing the health care industry. Providing funding for improvements to the state's parks and recreational areas to ensure residents can enjoy natural spaces. And making critical investments to support and improve the criminal justice system through increasing wages for district attorneys and public defenders and additional support for the circuit court system. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Brewers head to Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers are in Miami tonight to kick off a three-game weekend series against the Marlins. The Brewers losing last night 3-2 against the Mets. New York taking the series 2-1. David Peterson with the win. The Brewers' Jose Quintana with the loss against his former team. Manager Pat Murphy says they just couldn't get the ball to bounce the right way last night.
Why you play 162, you know, because you're going to have a game like this where, you know, home runs foul, you know, and the ground ball's just out of reach or just under your glove, and that would have been a double play. And, you know, I mean, it's a different game, but that's why you play them all. And you just, we didn't score more runs than them. We didn't get the timely hit when we needed it. And, a couple calls went against us, and that's part of it.
Some good news for the Brewers' bullpen. Veteran Brandon Woodruff now set to make his first start in nearly 2 years Sunday in Miami against the Marlins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s this afternoon. It's going to be humid, too. That's going to take the heat index well into the 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, late day thunderstorms with a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Happy Independence Day. On the next show, enjoy a special best of episode. And while we're off enjoying family, friends, food, fun, and fireworks, don't miss your chance to win Brewers tickets with Free Ticket Friday.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. News from the Center, WRCE.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrce.fm/contest-terms. As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Vernon County Office of Emergency Management has announced that the county is officially live with its new public alert and notification system, transitioning from the Nixo platform to Everbridge, a global provider of critical event management solutions. Everbridge will now serve as the county's primary tool for distributing emergency alerts related to severe weather, public safety threats, road closures, evacuations, and other urgent events. Notifications will be sent through multiple channels, including voice calls, text messages, emails, and the Everbridge mobile app. Everbridge will operate as an opt-out system, utilizing its Resident Connect feature to pull in publicly available landline and mobile numbers to expand coverage. Residents who do not wish to receive alerts can choose to opt out at any time. The system may deliver calls from 608-637-5266. Residents should be aware that these calls are legitimate and part of the official Vernon County Everbridge alert system. As with any major system transition, some fine-tuning is expected in the early stages. Officials ask for your patience as they continue adjusting settings and optimizing the system to ensure accuracy, reliability, and relevance in every alert. If you were previously subscribed to Nixle, you may need to resubscribe to Everbridge depending on where you live. Vernon County residents need to take no action. However, those that live outside of Vernon County and would like to receive Everbridge alerts should register by following the link member.everbridge.net/index/101-6033-569-66946. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Devil Wears Prada is coming back, but not every cast member will return. The production started last week on Prada 2. Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt, and Stanley Tucci are all back. Adrian Grenier, however, will not be back as Nate Cooper in the sequel. He played Anne Hathaway's love interest and a short order cook in the first film. Grenier's claim to fame is, of course, the show Entourage, but he has not done much since. In other casting news, actor Kenneth Branagh will join the production as Meryl Streep's character, Miranda Priestley's husband. There's a new action comedy that might be worth a look. Heads of State tells the story of the UK Prime Minister, played by Idris Elba, and the United States President, played by John Cena, which seems more realistic than it's ever been. The two characters butt heads but have to team up to overthrow a global plot that threatens freedom. The film is receiving a 66% on Rotten Tomatoes and an 85% audience score and can be streamed on Amazon Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s this afternoon. It's going to be humid, too. That's going to take the heat index well into the 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, late day thunderstorms with a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, like, you sure you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a special Independence Day edition of the show featuring some of our tours around what makes Wisconsin great and free brewer tickets to give away. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey, everybody, this is Greg from Matt and Air on Air, and I just want to thank you for tuning into the show today. As you may know already, we are out for July 4th, but we have a wonderfully curated best of episode for you today. And even though we're not here live and in person on the radio for you, we're still doing Free Ticket Friday. So get your Civic Media app out, get to the text button, and text in the word four, F-O-U-R, text in the word four, for a four-pack of tickets to the upcoming game on July 11th against Washington. But get that Civic Media app, text the show in right now, four, F-O-U-R. Remember, you have to use the Civic Media app to do it, and spelling does count. For right now, though, enjoy this interview we did with retired Army General Randy Manner talking about the importance of democracy and our Constitution. Have a wonderful 4th of July. Stay safe. We'll talk to you next week.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Or you can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Delighted to be joined by a frequent guest of ours. And if you watch cable news, he has been all over the place on shows much bigger than ours. Retired Major General Randy Manner is here. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Jane and Greg and Calvin. Good to see you all again.
Appreciate you making time for us. There are a lot of things going on. I wanted to start off with a little bit talking about the big parade on Saturday, marking the 250th birthday of the Army, also in conjunction with Donald Trump's 79th birthday. There were a lot of comments that I saw, Randy, about the lack of precision, I guess I would say, in the marching that was displayed. And there are some folks who think that that was deliberate, that that was a deliberate sign from our troops, maybe kind of a passive aggressive sign from our troops that they really didn't want to be there.
Okay, so first of all, I need to thank all the members, past and present, of the U.S. Army for celebrating 250 years of service to our nation. It is absolutely amazing that we have been able to sustain a heritage of service to our citizens and defending our country. And so my sincere thanks go out to every single soldier, past and present. And my thanks to all the soldiers that were in that parade. I need to tell all of your listeners, soldiers hate parades.
I bet.
I hate parades. When I was a lieutenant in the 82nd Airborne, which many of those soldiers were from, we did a probably, I think there were about 10 to 14,000 member pass and review, which is a huge monster parade. And it was very old school. And we practiced for days and days and days. And then uniforms had to be perfect. And you know, it's not what we do. And we all hated it. And it's horrible. So my heart goes out to all those soldiers that did it, and good for you for following your orders and for doing it. And I'm proud of you for doing that. At the same time, we hate parades. I've celebrated birthdays for the Army in combat zones. I've done it in the Pentagon. I've done it at Fort Bragg. I've done it literally all around the world. And the Army concept of a celebration of our birthday is we have a birthday cake, number one, or many, depending on the number of troops.
Sure.
We invite up the oldest member of the group, the youngest member. They cut the cake, not the colonel or the general or the sergeant major. They cut the cake. We have brief, and I mean 3 or 4 minute speeches by a few people, the senior enlisted leader. We ask the junior person to speak. And we have cake, and we have like an hour break in the day, and we celebrate us, and we celebrate us,
yeah.
And we tell stories, and it's very low key, but yet everyone appreciates the cake, you know. Unfortunately, that's not what happened here on Saturday.
What I'm hearing from you, sir, is you take an hour out of your day to celebrate the culture of the military and what you have done, because more than that, honestly, is a diversion of time, manpower, resources, and you got to get back to work and do the thing. Whereas this parade, and I share your feelings about this as far as them coming here to Washington and doing what they were told to do to celebrate. I get that. But that is a massive diversion of resources, time, manpower, projects that are not getting done, work that's not being done, all to the tune of tens of millions of dollars when you said perfectly, they don't want to be there.
Right. And Jane, answering your question specifically is that in contrast to the Russian parades, the North Korean parades, where you see everybody literally marching perfectly.
Yes.
Well, those are typically because they spend hundreds and hundreds. I mean, literally, we're talking hundreds, not tens, but hundreds and hundreds of hours practicing. Well, what are they doing? They're practicing marching.
Yeah.
Now, in the United States military, thank goodness those days that I was involved with as a lieutenant many decades ago are long gone. We don't march. The only people who train how to march are ceremonial units,
right,
like the 3rd Infantry Regiment out of Fort Myer for funerals and for state events. They've got to look sharp. Their uniforms have got to be super straight. And it's like that's an honor for them to do what they do to represent the military with foreign dignitaries and for burials and so on. The average soldier, including me, we barely go left, right, left, right. So in answering your question, I don't think it was a deliberate act to say they were basically protesting silently. I don't think so. I really don't. That's too many people. It's unlikely. I think it's because we don't practice that.
Well, and I think you make an excellent, excellent point. Good heavens, they are trained to go to war. They are not trained to march in formation. They are not trained to look like a marching band. That's not what our troops are trained for. And it makes me think, Major General, that when we look at these troops in North Korea and Russia, you almost have to wonder if they have a unit that isn't specially devoted just to that.
Well, but remember, there are massive numbers of those soldiers that are in those parades. I mean, massive numbers. We had whatever it was, 6,000 or 7,000. They will have 10, 20, 30, 40, 50,000 all marching with just as concise movements. It is a large, very large parade. And so you probably have seen memes all over the place with, you know, Putin and the leader of North Korea laughing at our soldiers and so on. And our tanks being, instead of it being 200 tanks, there's only like 50 tanks.
Right.
Well, the point is, our military trains for combat, and that is what we do. And we are excellent at it. And everybody in the world knows we're good at this. We're not trying to beat our chest. That's why we don't have parades like this.
Right.
We will see you on the battlefield. We're not going to see you on the parade field. So I don't think this was a silent protest. I think it's just indicative of the fact that, thank goodness, and I hope it never changes, we don't devote lots of time to practice marching.
Yeah. Sir, one of the things that we talked about last week, I think this parade is indicative of where the administration has gone, because we shouldn't forget that he wanted to do this in his first term, and the people around him, the guardrails, essentially,
yes,
whether it was military or just even in the White House, said, no, we can't do this. We shouldn't do this. It doesn't look good. I don't know if you were if you were still working at the time, but it shows just that the guardrails are gone. He can do whatever he wants, and everyone's going to say, yes, that's a wonderful idea. Let's have a parade. But also, was there any, in your experience, any president or anyone who said, maybe we should have a parade? That would be a good idea.
So it's important to look back in history. The United States has had military parades.
Mm-hmm.
It's like at the end of World War I, at the end of World War II, after Desert Storm. However, it was in the moment. It wasn't like, let's have a parade today.
Yeah.
And the idea that it was a 250th anniversary, yeah, whatever.
Right.
I mean, that's just not good enough. It's not worth spending all of that taxpayer money, your money, my money, and all your listeners' money to put that parade on. It was obvious, and it was sad.
It was,
quite frankly.
Yes.
All the empty bleachers. I mean, it was just absolutely feeding the egos of the people that were in those stands right there in front of the White House or the side of the White House. And it's just very, very unfortunate. It was an absolute inappropriate use of taxpayer money and of soldiers' time. I need to also comment, you know, I have stood in Red Square I have stood in Tiananmen Square. I have stood in North Korea on the edge of the DMZ. I have seen the way that dictators use their military not only to, quite frankly, show their might on TV, but also, quite frankly, it's a threat to the people.
To their own people.
To show, hey, don't screw with us, yep, because these guys could be in your backyard tomorrow. Mm. And by the way, it happens all the time. And that is something where we must not ever allow this to be normalized. It is absolutely not right to have soldiers and Marines on the street of LA. I am appalled. The president has approved 700 additional people for Florida, Texas, and somewhere else. I just saw the press release, Texas, Florida, Louisiana, to help with ICE operations. We've got to get the military out of this business and turn it over to those that are trained to do this. It just appalls me. It is a misuse of, again, we need these scarce, highly trained resources to practice and do the things they need to do to protect the nation,
yes,
not to implement his policies internally in the United States.
If you're just joining us, retired Major General Randy Manner is our guest with the U.S. Army for more than 30 years, talking about all the many developments around the second Trump presidency. And going back to what you had said about Trump sending in troops into L.A. without the request of the governor, without the request of California's attorney general, the L.A. police chief, the L.A. mayor, no one requested this. And now I also saw this morning that they are planning on more ICE raids in blue cities. Now they're going to concentrate on blue cities. I can only imagine, Randy, that the troops have to be appalled by this duty.
So I have been talking with only a few dozen people in the Guard and the in active duty. And it's important for your listeners to hear, while, of course, the exact details are still working their way through the court system, it is my opinion these are probably legal orders. I mean, that's my opinion based on being the Vice Chief of the National Guard, the acting Vice Chief of the National Guard Bureau. And given that they're legal orders, the military is obligated to do it. Now, is it make it right? Well, of course not. Is it a gross misuse of a scarce resource? Absolutely it is. What we are seeing is two important things. Before I even say my sure. two important things, I want to applaud the law enforcement of Los Angeles. They are doing a wonderful job keeping things under control. And this is, again, a law enforcement operation, not a military operation.
Right.
I say again to your listeners, this is a law enforcement operation, not a military operation. There is zero need for those military. There's zero need, especially Marines. If that's not using military to intimidate the local population, I've worked with Marines all over the world. Marines have one objective. Go kill that target. Okay, boss, I'm going to go kill that target. I'm going to knock it down. And they are the best in the world at what they are trained to do. That does not make them qualified in any manner of any imagination to put them in with United States citizens literally feet apart. That's not right.
We're going to continue our conversation with retired Major General Randy Manner on the other side. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is...
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
My perfect day has sand, salt water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything.
Nothing Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter, experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall. This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter, experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Our guest is retired Major General Randy Manner, spent more than 30 years in the U.S. Army, talking about a number of things, including President Trump's birthday parade, ostensibly to celebrate the 250th birthday of the U.S. Army. Greg and I have talked about this, Major General, weeks before you joined us, that the Navy and the Marines got to feel kind of bad because they both have birthdays this year, too, and they don't get a big splashy parade. But
please don't think that. We don't know what's going to happen yet.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's very true. You had a couple of points you wanted to make before we had to go to the break.
Yes, please. Whether you live in a red county or a blue county, no matter where you are in the political spectrum, there are two things that every American should be concerned about: the deployment of American soldiers and Marine within our cities, towns, and so on. And the first one is everybody. Our First Amendment rights to free speech are absolutely being trampled. This is critically important for everybody. I don't care who you are, to understand this is the beginning of this crackdown. Number two, the federal government is absolutely stomping on states' rights to govern themselves.
Yes.
And again, this is a common theme. I don't care if you're red or blue. Leave the darn states alone to do what they need to do to take care of their citizens. This idea of calling in the National Guard, taking it away from California and saying, nope, sorry, you are an idiot. I don't like you because you don't agree with me, and therefore I'm going to take over stuff in your state. That's just so anti-American and so anti what we all should be appalled about as Americans, no matter what end of the political spectrum we're under.
Absolutely. That's about it. But you're so right, Randy, and I think you make a really good point as well, just about the visual intimidation factor. and how that gets into your head and how that works its way into people's heads. And I think it's really important that folks keep that in mind. And like you said, this affects all of us. Red, blue, green, pink, whatever.
And one of the things we've said before many times on this show is that, yes, you may love the administration, the president, whomever it is, but when they are pulling things like this and testing loyalties and deploying troops and police on places who disagree with them, there will come a time when you are in their crosshairs because you won't be enough, or you'll just be collateral damage because they don't care about you enough to say, well, does Steve like us? Nah, don't care. So at some point, you will be in their crosshairs. They will find you not enough,
loyal enough.
Enough for them.
Right. That's what we all need to be concerned about, is federal government, leave us alone.
Yeah.
Okay.
And as you said, Randy, the Republicans have all been about states' rights. It's all about states' rights. Send it back to the states. Abortion, send it back to the states. It's all about state rights, except when it's not. Except when they don't want it to be.
And that's really where we have to have the discussion and the soul searching for those people who are not members of the cult right now, is for those people who have the ability to look within themselves and to talk to their neighbors about what really is going on. Then there is some hope for them to see this is not what America is about. Mm-hmm. Those members that are of a cult, the leader can do no wrong. We already know about that.
Yep.
Yep. For everyone else, we need to stand up. And we need to provide hope to our neighbors, to each other, to our children, that they can grow up, quite frankly, being all they can be, using an Army recruiting slogan. Sorry. But anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's what we saw this past weekend, was millions of people marching peacefully through the streets saying, this is not what America is. This is not us. We are a group. We are about freedom, and they've weaponized the word freedom, but we are about standing up and utilizing those rights that are in the Constitution that our leaders are supposed to be defending. Thank goodness lawyers and judges are doing that right now. But yeah, I think that hope I saw this past weekend.
Yes, I completely agree. That was what was on display. And it's also something where whether you are poor or you're middle class or you're rich, anywhere in between, we all got to get through this thing together. We've got to get through this together. And this issue about immigration, it's very important for me to remind everybody, 97% of every human being in the United States is an immigrant. 97%. So sometimes you got to get off all your high horse and say, well, wait, I just don't like brown-skinned people. I mean, come on. My great-great-great-grandparents immigrated from Germany in the 1840s. I'm an immigrant, or I'm descendant of immigrants.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And we all are. We have, 97% of us are.
Well, and statistically, again, if you want to look at the numbers, immigrants to this country commit crimes at far, far lower rates than do actual citizens of this country.
Yeah.
Oh, look, I will tell you that the immigrants that I know in the neighborhood here in Virginia, unequivocally, and by the way, please understand, I am 100% for holding lawbreakers accountable for their actions. 100%. No doubt about this.
Yep.
At the same time, I'm going to tell you that the far overwhelming majority, which is typically far more than people who've been here for generations, they are extremely hardworking. They take the jobs that no one else wants. And I'm so proud of them that they're part of our society.
If only we would put some more money towards fixing our immigration system, that would help a whole lot of folks and help our country at the same time. Randy Manner is a retired Major General with the United States Army. Sir, thank you so very much for your time. Really, really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jane and Greg and Kelvin.
Thank you, sir.
News coming up next. Keep it here. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump getting ready to sign his big tax and spending cut budget bill today. Last night on the tarmac next to Air Force One, he talked about it.
It does many things, but one of them is the biggest tax cuts in our country's history. And that alone makes it very popular.
The bill expected to add trillions to the national debt. At the bill signing today, a full military flyover. Severe weather in New Jersey overnight, leaving three people dead. In the Texas Hill Country, evacuations are underway because of a flash flood that sent the Guadalupe River over its banks. It's almost time for the Nathan's Coney Island Hot Dog Eating Contest. And there's one person who almost everybody loves seeing every year.
Trying to break his record of 76 hot dogs and buns, the great Joey Chestnut.
Joey Chestnut had to sit out last year because he had signed a contract with Impossible Foods. This is ABC News.